Brock Berea and the Bears rookie safety who made his first NFL start joining us here on set. Along with Dan Jiggetts, I'm Chris Bowden. We're hoping to hook up with his brother Shane, the New England Patriots running back in Foxborough in just a moment. But for the here and now, how do you think things went in your first NFL start on Sunday?
You know, anytime that you don't come away with a victory, things can always go better. It was fun, you know, but at the same time, there's plenty of stuff I need to work on, and I'm thankful for the experience.
What was so surprising to you about, you know, because you play in preseason games, that's one thing. You get to the regular season, completely different. Postseason, even more different.
Absolutely.
What was the big change for you?
You know, I think the biggest change was just that extra step of speed. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, preseason there is a speed, but there's something about, you know, when it's real, when the games matter, you hit that fifth gear.
Well, you know, now you're used to the weather. Haven't gone to Minnesota. You understand what this whole situation is about. Have you kind of acclimated yourself to the city of Chicago?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this city has a whole lot to offer. Haven't been able to get out as much as I'd like, but from what I've seen, I've already fallen in love with the place.
Man, now, how long have you guys been here now? How many times have you been downtown as an example? Just hanging out.
Three or four times, you know. Moving into the new apartment took a little longer than it should have, and of course we spent plenty of time around the facility.
Man,
let's talk about the matchup with your brother here, Shane.
Okay.
And tell us a bit about your relationship growing up. We do have Shane just about ready to go, I believe, in Foxborough. But tell us from your perspective as the little brother, how is that brother relationship growing up?
You know what? I can't complain about it. We were very close growing up. We still are. To talk every single day, whether it be about football or movies, music. It's a very close relationship. He was always someone that I was able to look up to. You know, he was always at the level that I wanted to get at, whether it be when I was in high school, he was in college, and, of course, now on the pro level. And he's definitely someone I have all the respect in the world for.
Well, let's go out to Foxborough now and visit with Shane. He's able to join us now, and hopefully we can get a little give and take between him and Brock. Shane, thanks for taking the time to jump on with us, and is what he said all true? Was it such a sweet relationship? No sibling rivalry going on there?
Well, he might think so, but it was awesome growing up. I mean, we were very close. We still are. There was, of course, sibling rivalry. He often had the help of my father, though. But he's not going to tell you that. But you know, it was fun, and you know, the competition grows.
Well, now you were the youngest, right? So
yes.
That made sense that you would get, you know, a little help.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
I mean, you are right.
It's only fair.
That's exactly right. Hey, you know, I was reading, you guys were talking about what would happen, you know, when you finally face up on the field. And you know, I'm just kind of looking at this thinking, Shane, what are you going to do? What's going through your mind if you start thinking about face up and all of a sudden your brother's between you and the goal line?
Well, I know that if I don't make him miss, that I'm going to hear it from my whole entire family. But I also know that, you know, that if he makes a good play, I'm also going to, just a little tiny part of me is going to be like, it's okay for now. But I think at the end of the day, the competition is going to take over, and we're both just going to start to play. We're just going to have fun out there, bang heads when we can, and wish each other the best of luck.
Now, Shane, as I understand it, you guys have never played against each other on the field before. What do you think that's going to be like? I mean, hopefully you'll get a situation where you're squared up against each other. But what were you guys competitive at if you weren't able to either play together on the same team or play against each other? I understand, what was it, Xbox or Madden? Things got to be a little competitive in the household?
Yeah, you can say that. Things are always getting competitive. From running up the stairs to playing basketball outside to playing wiffle ball in the backyard. Played a lot of Madden, threw a lot of controllers.
Yeah.
You know, but when I do see him head up, it's going to be hard for me not to smile because this is something that we've always dreamed of. It's something that we're always been looking forward to, and we're so blessed to be in this position now.
Now, you guys grew up in Southern California, and I can imagine that even though the game is all the way out on the East Coast, you have tons of family coming out to see this one.
Absolutely. I think Shoot, I think the final total was 15, but you got to understand, everyone's traveling at least halfway across the country, if not all the way across the country. So we're very happy to have at least that many coming.
Now, you picked up the tickets because you're the oldest, right?
Yeah, because of course I do. Why wouldn't I? Even if the game was in Chicago, they'd probably figure out a way for me to pay for the tickets.
How's this deal? You get the tickets, Brock will pick up the airfare for the post flight. Does that work for you?
I don't remember agreeing to that.
So Brock, were you stuck with the hand-me-downs or not? Did you get the clothing? And how was the style 3 years later or so? Did that work for you?
The hand-me-downs were there, but, you know, being as active as we were, you know, too many holes and stains and stuff like that. But, you know, definitely wouldn't trade the childhood for anything.
Hey, Shane, wanted to ask you now, you're going to seem to have a much more heavy workload with, unfortunately, Stephen Ridley being knocked out for the year. You were, in the last couple of years, you know, kind of the off-speed guy, the guy that maybe Tom can dump out to off of the backfield and kind of a change of pace guy. How is your mindset now more or less being the guy here for the remainder of the season?
You know, the mindset hasn't changed. I still go into every week knowing there's things that I need to get better at. And the biggest role that I can play for the team is the role that they ask me to play each and every week and just go out and execute the best that I can. The main goal is a W. And so at the end of each week, if we are able to achieve that goal, then it was a good week.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you for jumping on with us. We certainly appreciate it. Steven, Shane, you got any last message for Brock here?
I think we'll talk before the game. How about that, B?
All right. Yeah, you talking any more smack, B, or no?
You know, the game is right around the corner. I'll shoot him a text or two, but I think it's time to get focused.
All right. Rock,
we'll let the pads do the talking. How about that?
You got it. Brock, Shane, thanks very much for jumping on and joining us here. Good luck to both of you.